I'm Julia Karen.
And I'm Jared Golub.
And this is the Washington Bullpen. This week we're going on a budget bonanza breakdown. Jared, tell us more.
Last week Congress passed their budget, and on Monday President Trump's administration came out with their proposal. And the two have some pretty stark contrasts, so we're going to be dropping both of those in front of you, going in-depth, and breaking down some of the differences.
Congress passed a budget. Very excited about passing budgets. Most of these were achieved through a bipartisan effort. Both parties got some of what they wanted.
And the big thing about this is that it was a long-term deal, something that we don't usually see from Congress. It was a two-year deal, whereas in the past, Congress has typically only passed short-term or one-year deals.
Yeah, so let's go through it a little bit. One of the big wins for this administration was getting $20 billion for infrastructure, so repairs to highways, water, wastewater. Mentions of rural broadband were brought up as well.
Representative David Young, the Republican from Iowa's 3rd District, had this to say.
Broadband is very important. We wouldn't need to wire up the whole country. Our urban areas have that, but we've got a lot of great goods and services and workers in rural America. We could use that getting wired up as well.
In this budget proposal, they're also extending CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program, for 10 years. Originally, it was going to be 6 years was what they wanted, and now it's at 10, so that's a big deal.
On top of that, $6 billion was allotted to fund opioid and mental health treatments, and this has been a big talking point in Congress recently. The opioid crisis, after Jeff Sessions elected to focus on marijuana legislation, overturning the Cole memo, which set precedents for legal marijuana in the states.
President Trump in his State of the Union also addressed that Congress needed to find a way to combat the opioid epidemic. This makes some progress towards that. Additionally, $80 billion is going towards disaster relief funding. So that means relief to Houston, relief to California for the wildfires and mudslides that they've had, and also relief to Puerto Rico for Hurricane Maria.
Another big issue on the congressional floors recently has been the immigration debate. And one of the notable absences from this budget discussion was immigration. And that was a big deal because one of the hard and fast points that the Democrats were sticking to was this guarantee for talks on immigration reform from Mitch McConnell and then again Pelosi requesting that from Paul Ryan.
Right. She spoke on the floor of the House for 8 consecutive hours. No water, no bathroom breaks, no food, in heels, to demand the same promise from Paul Ryan that senators got from Mitch McConnell. On February 13th, Donald Trump tweeted that negotiations on DACA have begun. Republicans want to make a deal, and Democrats say they want to make a deal. Wouldn't it be great if we could finally, after so many years, solve the DACA puzzle? This will be our last chance. There will never be another opportunity. March 5th. And friendly reminder to folks, Donald Trump was the one who rescinded DACA protections. In the Senate this week, immigration talks were underway, but then they collapsed on Thursday when every proposal that was offered was voted down.
And the last big piece of the budget is defense spending, which in the congressional budget has been increased $80 billion a year over the next 2 years.
Why does this all matter? Well, recently, President Trump released his budget proposal for 2019. Now, this budget has a lot of kinks to work out. It's got to go through both houses, and people are going to argue about it. But these are kind of the goalposts for what President Trump wants to see in an upcoming budget.
This proposal is essentially a wish list for this administration and what they want from appropriations in Congress. The most notable features are large cuts to many different government programs, including a 34% decrease to Environmental Protection Agency funding, part of which is a 90% cut of the Chesapeake Bay Program Office budget.
The original recommendations from Congress were $60 million for that office. Congress ended up in this budget giving them $73 million. So Trump wants to see a big reduction from $73 million to $7.3 million. And this is a big deal because in one of President Trump's last budget proposals, he wanted it eliminated completely. Another big cut that President Trump is recommending is a 27.4% cut to SNAP, which is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Now, this is also known as food stamps. This is a proposal that consists of having non-perishables in boxes, similar to a Blue Apron, just not as good because it controls more what people eat. It's determined by the government. It would also affect nearly 16.4 million households, according to the USDA. That's roughly 81% of the people who receive SNAP benefits.
And this is an important thing to pay attention to, because not only does SNAP already benefit over 16.4 million households, it's a program that is already lacking in funding in a lot of ways. The benefits allotted to individuals are only about $1.50 per person per meal, so cutting that funding will really, really impact the people who benefit from it. Not only that, the Trump administration's proposal also seeks to cut 20.1% of Section 8 housing funding over the next 10 years. So there are a lot of things in this proposal that are greatly, greatly going to affect the low-income population.
There's also a 22.5% cut to Medicaid and Obamacare subsidies. So this is really hurting the poorest Americans the most. So it'll be interesting to see how Congress tries to reconcile these cuts.
However, there were some increases to some budget categories in this proposal. The administration is asking for a $777 billion boost to defense spending over the next 10 years. And if you remember, in Congress's budget approval, the defense budget only goes up $160 billion over the next 2 years. So a little bit of a difference there to keep an eye on.
Another increase that President Trump is eyeing is a $199 billion infrastructure investment over 10 years. Part of that infrastructure development would be rebuilding on the site of the J. Edgar Hoover Building, the FBI headquarters in downtown Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and this is a big deal because the FBI has been looking for a new headquarters for a few years now, and the project was actually scrapped last year when they gave up looking for a new location for the headquarters.
Yeah, Maryland Democrats were not happy about this decision.
It's going to waste taxpayer dollars. It does not give the FBI the facilities they need for their mission. They asked for a campus-type facility where all their offices could be together under one roof. That's not going to happen at the current location.
That was Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin. And you can also read more about the search for a new FBI headquarters on cnsmaryland.org. Unfortunately, there is no Behind the Bureau this week, so that does it for Episode 4 of The Washington Bullpen.
Podcast recording and production by Jared Golub. Music by Brenna Carroll.
I'm Jared Golub.
I'm Julia Karen.